Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Right now, it's time to talk first dates, as we've been doing all morning off the back of Australia Talks, the big ABC survey with hundreds of people answering all sorts of questions. And this statement, whoever initiates a date should pay for it, has left the participants divided. Let's see how, away from the ABC bubble, what it's like out there in the real world. Alita Bryden is the founder of the Facebook page Bad Dates of Melbourne. It's got hundreds of thousands of followers. And together, I'm sure they'll have an opinion or two. Good morning, Alita.
Good morning. How are you going, legends?
Oh, well, we are all legends and we're all going pretty legendary on this fine day in Melbourne. A bad date to Melbourne, you must have heard a few.
Oh, my gosh. I hear so many. I get about 30 submissions a day, bad dates around Melbourne, and they are all wild and hilarious.
How many of them relate to the paying situation?
A fair few. Paying is a absolutely massive issue. People are feeling pressured, people are feeling uncomfortable, people feel awkward, and a lot of people are forgetting their wallets.
Oh, really?
Yes. The forgetting the wallet is a big thing. You come to pay at the end of the date and you look at your date and then they go, oh, you know, sorry, I've left my wallet in the car. Do you mind getting this? I'll transfer this. I promise I will. And you may never hear from them again. So, you know, paying is a real hot topic in dating.
Alita, the old-fashioned view would often be that the man is the one to initiate a date and then the man is the one to pay it. The world has and is in the process of progressing a fair bit. Does that sort of traditional view still permeate, though, more than we might imagine?
It does more than you may imagine. You can see in the comments of Bad Dates of Melbourne, the public faces, people are very much, you know, should be equal, we should split it. And I agree, you know, we should split it. But behind the scenes, there is a lot of pressure on men to pay. And I really don't think it should be that way. But, you know, it does exist. So, you know, it makes people feel very uncomfortable. And at the end of the day, your date paying isn't actually a good indicator of whether they're a quality date or not. It doesn't really mean too much at the end of the day. So I wouldn't read too much into it.
What about older people dating? We've already heard a lot of stories this morning, of course, you know, and particularly post-divorce, so it might be in, you know, specific age or generation, but that presents a whole different set of challenges when it comes to the question of paying, I imagine.
Yeah, I think it does a little bit because the value's a little bit more old-fashioned. But I don't know, like it's 2021, people's values are changing, things getting more equal. I think women are kind of, you know, stepping up to the plate a little bit more with the paying thing. So I don't know. I think for people who are dating in their 50s and 60s and beyond, online dating, get into it. It's new. It's exciting. It can present a little bit of a technology challenge at times, but, you know, people are dating at that age, so get out there and give it a go.
I'm chatting right now to Alita Bryden, founder of the Facebook page Bad Dates of Melbourne, off the back of the Australia Talks survey, talking about whether people should pay if they start a date. Love to know your thoughts. 1-300-222-774. What are some of the... I've got to ask this. I mean, the page is called Bad Dates of Melbourne. Lay some of the worst ones on me, Alita.
Oh, my gosh. Some of the worst ones. Oh, I don't even know where to begin.
Where to start? or can I ask this instead? What sort of behaviour comes up most frequently as an example or something that leads to a bad date?
Yes, absolutely. So, look, the most boring, obvious one is just showing up late. Everyone's showing up late. Everyone's forgotten their watches. Everyone's sleeping in. Everyone's staying back at work, all of that kind of thing. There are some dates that get a little bit gross, like someone might vomit on a date or something like that. That's always funny. A lot of forgotten wallets all the time and a lot of ghosting. Like if you go on a few dates with someone and they just disappear, it's actually very, very common.
And very unsettling from what I understand.
Oh, absolutely, extremely unsettling because, I mean, you know, it brings up trust issues and all of that stuff, so it does make you feel a little bit wobbly. But that being said, you know, if it happens to you, it's not you. It's happening to everyone. It's unfortunately at the moment a dating culture thing.
Has it ever occurred on the page where several people have been whinging about a bad date, so it's sort of someone who might have forgotten their wallet and so on, but the stories are similar enough to realise that the same person is being spoken about by different people?
You know, it hasn't happened on Bad Dates of Melbourne, but I also run Bad Dates of Australia, and there was a story in Queensland. And I think they went to, this is just off the top of my head, somewhere like a Chinese restaurant, and he was saying that he never voted. And she was very angry that he'd never voted, and he always did donkey votes when it came to election time. And he submitted, and then she saw the story, and then a week later she wanted to have her say. So that's the only time that I can think it's happened.
That would make my blood boil. Someone just...
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so is there a difference between bad dates in Melbourne and bad dates in Australia? Like, are the complaints in Melbourne more like coffee-based or beret-based?
You know, that's so funny. I was just about to say that, yes, they can be coffee-based. Coffee is a real thing here in Melbourne. We had one date of a man, and he said, oh, I'll come over to your house and, you know, I'll make you a lovely cup of coffee in the morning. And she said, oh, well, you know, fantastic way to wake up, looking forward to this. And he showed up, and she was expecting, you know, he's gone down to the cafe and got, you know, a nice latte. And he didn't. He showed up with a little can of instant coffee that had got black and gold instant coffee, and she was very disappointed because in Melbourne you cannot do the instant coffee. So, you know, that date did not work out so well for him.
It'd all be over. Hey, just finally, Alita, can I ask you what tips you might have for people who are trying to go on a date and who are unsure who should be paying?
Who should be paying? You know, I think the best thing to go into your date expecting to pay half. Mm-hmm. It's just good manners. It's just good manners to pay for yourself on a date. It just sets up a good foundation. And if you want to do something special for the person you're going on a date with, yes, of course, you can offer to pay for them, and that's lovely, but there should be no expectation there.
Who should pay for this phone call, Alita, you or me?
ABC.
Yep, taxpayers, yep. Everyone. I hope it was worth it, listeners. It certainly was from my end, Alita Bride, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Alita Bryden there, who's founded the Facebook page Bad Dates of Melbourne, which sounds like it's full of tales. Hopefully you're not featured in any of them.